Well, I'm just sitting here waiting for my computer to reboot. It's installing loads of updates and stuff. And just thinking about stuff, thinking about projects, thinking about the way I was going before I had another sort of depressive episode, which I'm in the middle of, really. And thinking about one of the things that I was convinced of before I sort of stumbled across social media, which was that I'm going to work for myself, I'm going to be the project leader, the manager, the boss of whatever I do in the future. I won't have to suffer the frustrations of working for another boss. And I feel like once I'm better, I'll be more than capable of running my own project or company. The projects I've volunteered for other people recently have got on top of me to some extent because I've had technical difficulties with some things. I'm learning still. The goal is there to do things that other people need, and I find it harder to get my head around their needs than I can around a concept I've thought of myself. Something like Audio Booth made perfect sense to me because it was my idea, my creation. I've got lots and lots of ideas, and I think the conclusion I'm coming to is that, you know, I've got enough ideas that I don't really need to be doing freelance work for other people. I'm not well, I'm not reliable, and I'd rather just have myself to blame when I get ill and I can't get on with things. So that's what I'm pretty much decided on. I do find that when you offer huge amounts of free service or cooperation for people, often they mistake that for worthless stuff, or rather they take it for granted and proceed on the basis that they're just managing you. That's not the way I'm planning to set my future out. And I shall do whatever it takes to avoid that, really. Yeah, it's quite a realisation, actually, because it's changing the way I'm thinking about things an awful lot. I want to stop trying to get myself out of the house and integrating back into what some might say normal society, because frankly that's a massive challenge. It's going to take me a while to get anywhere near there, and it's not the challenge that's immediately in front of me. The immediate challenge is just to function normally day to day without sinking into depressions, without losing all motivation and all enthusiasm, and continue to do that. And I can when it's just a project that I've, you know, that I'm focused on and that's mine. But when it's a project that ultimately you're not sure how grateful the people you're doing it for or how much you're appreciated for doing it, you start to realise you can spend an awful lot of hours and then get you know, pushed to the side or whatever. That's all natural and it's all expected. In commerce, ultimately people want to be successful themselves, and that often blinds them to other people's interests. So yeah, to avoid all of that, I'm definitely pursuing a very singular road. I've got tons and tons of ideas for projects for the internet while I learn web development, so I shall continue to just try them out and close them down as soon as they prove not to be, you know, the idea I thought they were after a month or so. I quite like working like that. I'm quite capable of working like that, and I'm not letting anyone down. And if anything becomes a success, it's my ambition that's satisfied, not someone else's. So yeah, bit of a realization. I don't know why I started thinking about that, waiting for an update install on the computer, but I was just checking my emails and sort of thinking about a few things and thinking, do you know what, if you offer yourself to a project, you've really got to be happy to go and work for someone else doing a project, and I'm not. I want to be the boss. I know as well as anyone as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, I'm not having the man to answer to or whatever in the future, metaphorically speaking. I've had 15 years of it and it ends now. Yeah. Definitely.